Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Scott and Kim Show. That's Skim for short. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back. Hi, honey.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I've been cooking.
Yeah?
Doing some meal prep for this week.
I look like I'm cooking. I'm in the hot red lights in here. I'd have to change it to make it look okay.
Having a KFC moment.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or what, the Kenny Rogers Roasters Seinfeld episodes, what it reminds me of.
Oh.
Kenny!
When he's sitting there on the bed.
Kenny! Anyway, welcome back,
the
everyone.
Mouthful.
It's nice to be here. There's a bunch of people in the chat room, which is nice to see them.
Always nice to see you.
They're all acting like it's the big shock in the world and I'm wearing a white shirt. You know, I do clean up once in a while. Jeez.
You cleaned up nice, baby.
That's why I'm so red, probably. The white is reflecting all this light back up on me. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. People at home don't care. They're listening for, you know, that reason. Probably.
That's true.
Avoiding us. They don't want to see us. Who knows? Kim, it's been a week. Been a real week since you and I last talked.
Really?
I'm going to
complain. I think we talk like all the time.
Well, I'm going to complain. Well, I mean,
oh,
on the show.
Oh, you're going to complain about what?
Well, it's not a huge complaint.
Okay.
The floor is taking a little longer than we thought it was going to take.
It's true. But you it did to, last time, too.
You seem to be just fine with this.
I'm just fine with it.
You don't have a problem
it's
with
it. It's getting
the,
done. Okay. It's taking a couple extra days. It's no big deal, though.
It was supposed to be, correct me if I'm wrong, Saturday. No, I'm sorry. Friday would be one part, and then Saturday would be the remaining part, and
correct.
Then we were going to be done.
Yes.
And that didn't happen. And it's okay. It's just that now we're looking at Monday, probably also Tuesday, because there's so much of it left. I think there's no way he does that in a day, right?
Right.
So
probably.
While that's happening, I can be doing shows and hearing banging and hammers and saws. It'll be fantastic.
It's true.
Yeah.
I think the difference is that I just don't get worked out about stuff I can't change.
Is that
Sorry.
What it is?
That is what it is.
So, all right, let's.
And you guys know Scott well enough to know that that's what happens. He gets worked up about stuff he can't change. Am I right?
I'm right. I know you're right.
I listen to you. I'm right.
No, what I meant is you are absolutely right. I do have a problem with that. And I'm not a control freak. I don't necessarily have to control everything. But when something's happening out of my control and affects me directly, it drives me crazy because I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I don't
it
want
does.
The control to begin with. But once it's happening...
Yeah, it's affecting you directly because of the sound.
Yeah.
It's true. That's true.
Yeah, so it drives me a little bit crazy. He's doing a great job. It looks amazing
yes.
so far. We got a good deal. Like, all this stuff is in the
yep.
right thing. It's just now we're looking at a couple extra days. I just
yep.
had to vent that a little bit, get it out there. It's like a fart.
I love that you're venting it to me as if I had anything to do with it.
Well...
You keep going, doesn't it bother you? It's really bothering me. Doesn't it bother you?
Okay, well, this is what I do over the last few days. I'll walk up to Kim and go... So what do you think? And she'll go, what do you mean what I think? I go, well, you think he's going to...
And you'll go, what should we do next? Well, put all the furniture back in the run room. No. What's going to happen? What's going to happen next?
Right.
I don't know.
And then I just say, oh, well, wait, what if it happens now?
It comes across, though, where you're like, no one will answer my question. And
yeah.
I'm like, which question are you asking?
Why
what
you
happens
think,
now?
Why do you think I'm doing that?
We do live the rest of our lives and...
Why do you think, what's the problem with me?
Really
I'm like, I'm a terrible person.
No, you're not.
Well, I am a little bit. I mean, it would be nice if I shut up about it, right? And just let it happen.
There's nothing more boring than boring.
Yeah, that's a good point. But it's almost done and it looks
so
great.
It's okay.
Our bedroom's done and it looks amazing.
Oh my gosh, it looks so good.
It was a little colder last
it's
night.
It's just nice.
No carpet means cold, you know, a little bit less.
But you like sleeping cold.
I like cold. Yeah, I do.
Same.
And think of it this way, when the summer comes, in theory, that it works the other direction as well.
It'll be cooler.
So it'll be a little cooler, yeah, by just a little bit. Oh, chat
That'd be
room.
Great.
They're still asking why I'm under a heat lamp. I promise it's just the lighting and I can't do anything about it. Frick. Okay, so
Usually
that's that.
I look orange, so I don't know what. Maybe you gave me the wrong camera.
You look paler than me. No, you should see me. It's just like,
oh, I can see you. I'm looking at this.
It's out of control.
And you look a little like Fiery Cheeto.
Maybe I did give you the wrong camera. A Fiery Cheeto?
Usually I look really dark and you're like, but you are darker. And then you look more normal.
What's a Fiery Cheeto? I don't even know what that is.
You're bright orange.
Yeah, but like the hot Cheetos, those
yeah.
kind? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like those. Anyway, don't eat a lot of them though. I ate half a bag once.
Yeah,
that was
that's
rough,
never a good idea.
A little rough a couple days after that. All right, anyway, so
You just need to have the same coloring on your camera as I do. Because I'm looking pretty good.
You are, but then normally these lights aren't on and we have these two studio lights on and then my camera is right. So well, I have to change it every time I record Skim. No, thank you.
We just need to figure it out.
Here's the thing. The other part we learned while, so one of those nights, or two of those nights, our bed stuff was out in the living room.
Our mattress was in the middle of the living room.
On the floor.
Yep.
Right? So mattress on the floor, living like college kids. It was great.
That's a good point.
And we're laying there. And what I didn't know that I now know after two nights of it was that our dogs, who are in kennels outside of our room, nowhere near us at night.
Mm-hmm. They're in the kitchen usually.
They lick themselves at a frequent regular interval. And you can hear it like it's right in your face.
At 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. It sucks.
It was kind of terrible.
Yeah.
And then Carter's cat was out. And all of a sudden I wake up and the cat's is just sleeping next to my head.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm going to kill somebody here.
And the cat has diarrhea, or did yesterday.
Not when it was sleeping by me, though.
No, well, you hope not. I just want to put out there that maybe the worst substance known to mankind is cat diarrhea. I can't think of anything worse. Seriously.
Yeah, Carter had to give her cat a bath.
Yeah.
That was loads of fun.
It's like...
It was more fun to listen to Carter and Nick trying to do that.
It's like liquid napalm, although I guess napalm is liquid, isn't it? That's the whole point. It's fiery liquid. Okay. That's kind of gross. I won't talk about it anymore. But anyway, so you'd wake up at 3, and what do you hear? Dog over there licking itself.
Or chewing on a bone.
Or chewing on a bone in the middle of the night. I didn't know they were doing those things, these activities.
I'm not sure they normally are. I think everyone's a little bit off.
Oh, because of the change and the moving around.
Well, yeah, and they're not used to having us in the living room either.
Yeah. Somebody somewhere likes the sound of a dog licking itself, but it ain't me.
You think?
Oh, I'm sure there is. There's always some weirdo. There's always
that's
somebody.
Not a weirdo thing.
You know
it's
what
just
I
somebody
mean.
Somebody likes that.
I understand, but you know what I mean. Like, there's always not a weirdo, but there's always somebody somewhere who likes a thing that's totally off the wall, and you're like, no way, someone likes that, and then you find out somebody totally likes that.
Yeah.
So I somebody somewhere is like, ooh, is that a dog licking its junk? That's ASMR, baby. Mm.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so let me turn off notifications. Man, nothing's working right for me tonight. It's the Oscars, and you don't care. Yeah. You don't care.
Not really.
Nope. Kim doesn't care.
I don't really watch them.
I mean, it'd be fun to do a party, but we don't do that for this.
But that's only because I would like to make the food.
Yeah, you like Kim likes to party. She's here
I
to
like
party.
To party. Yep. I like to cook.
But that ain't going to happen. We probably should let people know how the little peanut's doing. Van is doing great.
Oh, my gosh.
I have
doing
a very,
so great.
Very cute picture of him right here I'm going to show everybody. Oh, I can't put this up easily.
Which one is it?
It's the one of him just after the bath.
Oh my gosh, he's just making the funniest face.
Yeah, it's genuinely maybe the cutest thing any of you anywhere have ever seen ever in your life. And we have become those people. I don't know if you've noticed this, hon, but I've noticed you doing it. I've noticed me doing it. The minute he comes up in conversation or around anybody
oh,
who wants
no,
to know,
yes.
out come the pictures, dude.
I pull out my phone. Well, at least it's not in my wallet of, you know, flip thing of pictures.
This is true.
It's actually on my phone.
Yeah.
I can do the most recent ones.
Let's see. I'm going to try to drag this over so you guys can see it.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
Here he is. Look at this guy. Look at this little guy. That was right after his bath yesterday. And he doesn't like a bath. He screams and doesn't like it.
He only wants to be in warm water the whole time.
But when he's done, he's stoked. Like, look at him there. He looks like he's ready to freaking... What are the dogs barking at?
I don't know.
Anyway... So he's doing real good, and I just wanted people to know that he was doing real good.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, his weird birthmarky thing on his forehead is fading, like just like Taylor's did.
Yeah.
But it's still gnarly. It's gnarliest when he's crying. So he cries, and it just gets all red, and then fades as the day goes on, and then eventually you just won't even know he has it anymore. Like Taylor, I don't see it on her anymore as an adult, right? She's 25 or whatever now, 24?
24.
And she doesn't have that anymore, so... Worry not. If you saw that gnarly thing on his head and you were like, oh, is that a permanent fixture of the boy? No.
It's just a strawberry mark. No, nothing major.
Yeah. Not that it, I don't know why I'm having to explain it.
I don't either.
I just don't want anybody smack talking about the kid going, oh, what's that red shit on his face?
Okay. You know what?
What?
Stop.
Anyway, there's your van check-in. Hey, Kim.
Yes.
I'm going to read emails.
Okay.
We have a phone call today, too.
Oh, cool.
But it's a little... Sensitive.
Sensitive.
Yeah. In fact,
should I say it like that again? Sensitive.
That's pretty. Now someone else likes that. Somebody's super into that now. All right. Here's the first email. This is from Frank. He went over to the website, which is at frogpants.com/skim, and left us this message. He says, I love Skim. Seriously, this is magic. Latest episode, Weird European Uncles. You were doing voicemails and a listener asked, what is it like being married to a content creator? Hearing Kim describe the concerns of you leaving a full-time job, it's like I've been following this hero's journey all this time, referring to me, from the ELR days to today. But now I hear the true hero side is Kim. I don't know what I'm saying. I hope you understand me. This show, it's just the best thing you've ever made. Thank you, Frank.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice of Frank?
That I'm the hero?
You're
that's
the
adorable.
Hero. You are the hero of this tale.
Thank you, Frank. I love hearing that you love the show.
Yeah, I do too. And also, this is not the first piece of feedback we got about that particular conversation about me making that jump and everything. Because a lot of people just go, oh, well, that's just what he does. And you don't really fill in a lot of the gaps.
Well, that's true. Because it's not like you just started one day and that was that.
Yeah. So I think that was really helpful for people to or maybe it was. I don't know. I'm talking out of my A here, but I think it was helpful.
It was helpful for you to hear it again.
Yeah. How about this one? Lois Haley wrote in. I don't know if I should give their full names or not, but I did just then.
Sorry, Lois.
Lois says, you know who this is? This is AKA Mrs. Taffy. It's her and Mr. Taffy guy.
Ah.
The ones that bring us Taffy to Nerdtacular.
Cool.
Remember them? She says this is what Lois says. The message is for Kim, of course.
Of course.
The message says, I'm making dinner for 30 ladies on a woman's retreat. Here is a caveat. I have food allergies, dairy, soy, potatoes, red meat, and gluten. Apparently not taffy, though. And some of the ladies that are going do as well. Any ideas on what we can make? Signed, Lois. So we're talking 30 people, a smattering of dietary needs, special needs. What do you do? Because you're pretty good at this whole group dynamic.
Well, it goes back to when we've talked about doing a lot of the bar foods. And I don't mean drinking bar foods. I mean...
And you're saying bar foods.
Bar as
foods,
in taco
not,
bar, ramen bar.
Not barf foods.
Potato bar, whatever. So okay. Everyone can choose. Everyone can... Someone that doesn't have any allergies can have everything on it.
Yeah.
Or just the things they like. But then you can eliminate a lot of the dairy, the gluten, all those things.
Right.
So pick something maybe that everybody likes, or at least generally everyone likes, that's an easy thing to make.
Mm.
I don't know.
What's something you're guaranteed not to have gluten in, though? Like
Thing that gluten is in is things that wheat is in.
What about, but some sauces and stuff have gluten as a thickener.
Right.
Could you do?
But a lot of, if you're doing something in a, like, let's just put, for instance, out there, a potato bar. You can eliminate, if you don't know, you don't put the sauce on there, but you can put so many other things on there. All the vegetables, all the things that you know you can have.
Right.
And they can be raw foods or steamed foods that don't have anything added to them.
This is a great idea. This is a great idea because then you're just saying, because we know the potato is gluten-free and doesn't have soy in it.
But you can put your broccoli and your cheese, if you can have that, you can put all, you just make it as big or small as you want, whatever meats, but keep it all really clean in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do steak or ground beef, make it really simple with just salt and pepper on it, and then they can add everything.
Now, she did say she has potato allergies.
Okay, so maybe a taco bar, maybe a ramen bar, maybe, because ramen...
Ramen will, if you get the right
It depends on your crowd.
Yeah, do rice noodles, then you're not going to have...
rice bowls are a really good solution.
Rice bowls. Rice itself would be good because none of that's going to have any of the things that are going to bug you in there.
But then if you keep everything pretty clean in the beginning,
they
can add or take away whatever they want from it.
Now, do you section stuff off and make sure you label it so you're like, these soybeans are going to be no good if you eat those?
If you're allergic to soy, I think people know that ahead of time. Okay. As long as you're not adding sauces to the vegetables, the meats, things like that. You keep it all really clean in the beginning.
You
should
let
be
people
okay.
do that. They get to choose because it's all there.
Yeah. And then you can have a couple sauces to add at the end that are, one is make sure it's gluten-free. One's like a nice teriyaki or something to go on your rice bowl.
What do you think the damage is here if you had to estimate budget on something like that for 30 people?
Rice bowls, you're still looking at maybe only $2 a person if you cut everything up small.
Yeah. It's way less.
I'd say
than
you'd be
catering
under $100. Yeah. Oh gosh.
Yeah. Under $100.
Catering, you're looking at $10 a person.
Yeah.
At least.
It'd be stupid. That's like 10 ladies, or that's like 5 ladies worth of one bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But rice is really inexpensive. And then your vegetables, if you go with a lot of vegetables,
yeah,
that's really inexpensive.
Okay. Well, I like this suggestion. Really clean. Sounds really good, too. Like, I love it when you do taco bar, a rice bowl bar, ramen bar, or
we've
potato
bar.
We've
done pizza. Oh, pizza bar is really good. If you're going out to a cabin, is that what they said?
Yeah.
Is that what
you said? Well, it just says women's retreat. Doesn't
women's
say
retreat.
Where.
Yeah. I've done a women's retreat, actually, and had pizza and put it on a grill. So everyone built their pizza at a time, and then you just put it on the grill, and you have time to sit and talk.
Wait, grilled pizza on a, like a fire grill? Or?
Like on a barbecue grill.
Oh, on a barbecue grill. Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's another one. It's easy to do, gluten-free, you know, get the different kinds of
I mean,
pizza
keep
crust.
Keep in mind, Kim's in charge of like a girls' camp that's mm-hmm. like, how many kids go?
This year it'll be 200.
200 girls, and Kim's in charge of all the food. Every day for what, a week?
Well, it was one meal a day last time for 5 days.
Oh, that's not bad. Well, how do they eat the rest of the time?
In their groups, in their smaller groups.
They kill each other and eat the flesh.
Nice.
Is that what they do, the flesh of their enemy?
So they are all grouped up into certain numbers of girls in each group, and they would do that. And then so one day I made breakfast for 200. The yep. next day was lunch. The next day was dinner for 200.
So. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Still intense to me, but you for you, I know it's not bad.
Well, I'd say my yeah. the most important thing to do is cook everything ahead of time and then eat it.
You said moist.
The
moist important thing.
When I did a large group for 200 is I grilled all the meat ahead of time
yeah.
and then froze it.
Yeah.
So all I had to do was heat it. I sous vide all the beef for a big batch of beef stew.
Yeah.
So when I put it in, it was mostly cooked. It was just like medium rare.
Hey, guess what I had today?
What did you have today?
I had right here behind my ear a toothpick about
my gosh.
Up
until
about
10 again?
Minutes ago. It's gone now. I got rid of it.
Did you taste what I made with a toothpick?
No.
Okay, good.
No, it was we're eating those little cocktail wiener things at that lunch thing.
Just making sure.
It's all good. But some kid saw me at that luncheon thing and saw it in my ear and said, ew, what is that? And
oh,
she's
my
like,
gosh.
She's like 12.
That's the best.
And I go, oh, it's a toothpick. I keep it there for later. Ew, beep, 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 ew. She kept saying,
like,
ew.
You had it stuck in a meatball and then you stuck it behind your ear. That's why.
It's a habit. I can't freaking
right.
help it.
It's all right. It's a habit.
All right. We got one more bit of conversation to have here from somebody. Okay. It's not an email. This is a call. It's
right.
not really even a call. It's more like a file because this person wanted us to hear a thing that is not their own voice. I okay. guess they wanted to be anonymous, and you might figure out why. So I'm going to play it, and let's see if we can answer this for him.
Dear Kim and Scott, I did not want to use my real voice for this, so please accept my robot message instead. You can call me Jerry. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, how important do you think it is for a couple to have a healthy sex life even years into their long marriage? Thanks. Love the show. Jerry.
All right, Jerry.
All right, Jerry. That's pretty awesome.
It is?
That if you're not going to use your own voice, that was awesome.
Okay. That's yeah, cool. It's just a computer robot voice. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it was all right. So,
First of all, I think it's really important because that's part of the relationship. If that's part of the relationship that keeps it going strong, then yes.
I should have had some like porny music to play.
Oh my
here.
Gosh, Scott Johnson.
I don't have anything. I was going to play
you
like.
You don't need it.
I know, it would have been funny though. Like, I know, I got one. You ready?
Oh,
here we
my
go.
Gosh.
Let's try this one. Excuse me, ma'am.
Sounds more like Charlie's Angels.
How's your. Oh, it is Charlie's Angels. Okay. How about this one? No, that's the same thing.
That's the same one.
How about this one? No, it's like
same.
The same
one. They're all the same. They're all from Charlie's Angels.
I'm going to find one. Hold on. No. Hold on. How about this one? Here we go. Excuse me, ma'am. I hear your plumbing is broken.
It sounds like the Brady Bunch when they're in the car. Are they talking to Alice?
The middle square. Scott Fletcher's in the chat. Oh, Mrs. Scott. Oh, no, Mr. Scott Fletcher. Just making sure it's not his wife. That would have been really funny.
M-R-S-C-O-T.
He says he's throwing a towel over his phone now, like Dad used to do with the TV. Oh, that's awesome. I swear. Oh, here we go.
Are you not going to answer the question?
No, I got one. Hey, baby. What's going on around these parts? No, I'm going to.
I don't know where your music's coming from.
It's actually all this Price is Right music I found. Or that Brian sent me.
Price is Right. That's perfect.
Shouldn't say I found it. He sent it to me. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to say that it's very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we don't have to get into details here.
No, but
I think
if it's important to your relationship, it's important to keep going.
There's Nick back there.
Nick's back there like...
Nick, when a mom and dad really love each other...
He's got his headphones in. He knows better.
I know, Mr. Expert. He's 18.
I'm
he knows
18.
Everything.
What's your problem?
Yeah, he knows everything
it's
now.
Okay.
That's all right, bud. You're the fruit of my loins. How you like that?
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, the point is, yes, I think a healthy, fun, happy relationship, I think that matters a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is more, this isn't an explicit way to explain this, but just make sure you keep dating. Like, go out, pick a night, and go,
totally.
Hey, we're going to go out Friday night for dinner. What are you doing? Oh, yeah, great. Okay, cool. I'll shove everything to the side. Like, this coming Thursday, I'm taking the day off. Taking it off.
Shh, don't tell anyone or else it'll get filled
in. That's fine. Brian's on a plane, so no morning show. Everyone else in the afternoon, I've already told. I'm just going to take that day off because I never do this, ever.
That's true.
I never get a day off. Gosh dang it, I keep hitting this thing. And so when we do that, Kim and I, and well, I'm not, this isn't like a sex trip for Kim and I on Thursday. But my point is, find these moments where you can just get away. If it's a movie, if it's dinner, if it's just hanging out, if it's just, let's run to the mall and just go to the food court. Like, simple stuff.
Well, just decide what it is that's important to your relationship, whether it is dating, whether it is sex on Tuesday nights. I mean, whatever you choose is important to you.
Yeah, did you guys hear that? Sex on Tuesday nights.
Scott's not wishing it was Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, it's Sunday.
But that isn't what we do either.
No, we don't.
There's no schedule here. But for some people, that is important to them.
Yeah, if you need
to keep
a schedule, that's
yes,
fine.
To make sure that happens, because you have small children, and the weeks get away from you.
Yeah, it's important. I think it's hugely important. And people, I know people who listen to me on lots of stuff, they don't want to hear me talk about this. They don't...
But
me,
thank
they don't
you,
have any
Jerry,
desire.
For putting him in his discomfort zone.
Especially today, I look like an Armenian mob boss under a hot sun.
Oh, my God.
With this white shirt going, hey, hey... You lose all the heroin.
You'd need a jumpsuit for that or a jogging suit.
That's true. With the stripes and that stuff. And
just like a velour jogging suit.
The kind that John Wick would go after a guy wearing that. That's what he'd do.
You need a gold chain.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the call. I don't care that it was a robot. That was fine. If some of you have like hard questions and you would rather... I don't know how he did it. I know how I would do it. I assume he did something similar. But if you want to do that, have it stay anonymous... Emails are a good way to do that, too, because you just say, keep this anonymous. That's fine. But if you guys have questions that you think are a little, I don't know, sensitive or whatever, you can ask us.
Ask us anything you want. Like, we'll decide if we're going to answer it or not.
If you
want
to know why Nick would wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning with a bad dream and go to his sink and brush his teeth, why he would do that every night when he was a little kid.
Are you just going to leave that out there and just leave it hanging? We'll tell you. You have to ask us now.
No, I'll tell you because... Because Kim said once to him that if you brush your teeth, what was the deal? What was the phrasing?
He was really little, like 3.
Yeah,
and
3
I was like,
years
you
old.
Have to brush your teeth. You'll sleep really good if you brush your teeth. Well,
he thought that meant if I'm not sleeping, I better brush my teeth again.
Well, or you'd have bad dreams if you that's not sleeping well.
Right.
You'll sleep really well if you have a clean mouth, basically. Brush your teeth before you go to bed.
So if he has a little nightmare, he'd get up and go.
He'd get up and go brush his teeth at 2 in the morning.
Can you hear us even talking
yes,
about this?
Probably.
All right. Anyway, questions like that, let us know. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, they're going to ask us the weirdest questions because they don't know all the weird things our kids were doing when they were little.
This is all true. All right, now I'm going to tell you a little bit about a shepherd and a pie.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
Yeah, I went upstairs and found two big...
Batches
of what is it? What are you doing?
We're making shepherd's pie. We're kind of doing a little meal prep. For this week.
Doing it early.
Well,
you and Carter doing some stuff
also
early.
Also because we have, in the middle of the day, people are here working on flooring. So we wanted to make it ahead of time. And I made 2 batches, 1 vegetarian, 1 with lots of ground beef.
Which
Scott.
Is proper. Is the normal
the
way
proper
to do
way.
It. Not
I
this
like that.
Vegetarian garbage that Carter's
eating. Well,
we
put enough vegetables in there that it made it really good for her. So
so shepherd's pie, though,
vegetables and meat.
Okay.
And you make almost like a stew out of it, a thick stew, and you put it in a container.
Get to put the bread. You're going to have a crust on the top or no?
The crust is made out of mashed potatoes and cheese.
Shut up.
Yeah.
How's that even a thing?
It's just like you top it with that. And when you bake it, it kind of turns out to be the top crust of it.
Is that a hard, like a brittle? Well,
Not
what's it like?
Brittle. No, it'll be soft.
Okay.
But it'll be like brown and crispy around the edges. You'll want the edge piece.
Better for us than some starchy, bready, freaking flour nightmare that's got yeast in it or whatever,
right? You say
right?
it like we don't make it the other way, too.
Do we make it the other way?
Flour nightmare? Chicken pot pie.
Oh.
And you love chicken pot pie.
Yeah, I do, actually. I like that a lot. Even the store-bought stuff.
That's
got
the pie crust on top.
Yeah. I like the frozen. I used to, when I was a teenager, I'd get the frozen ones. And you're not supposed to microwave those because they're metal.
Yeah, the little tin. In.
I would always take it out of the tin, put it on a plate, microwave that, nuke that thing for like 4.5 minutes.
And it would just kind of melt into the plate, right?
Oh, that's so good, dude.
You do like your chicken pot pies.
Yeah, I do.
And we made veggie pot pies for Carter last time we did it, too.
That's awesome. Rainbow Bright in the chat says, my dad used to make one every 5 years. Well, that's a long time in between. You should get it more
A chicken pot pie or
chicken pot pie, I think. Or shepherd's pie, I'm sorry. Shepherd's pie.
Every 5 years? Yeah. So it's like a good luck thing?
I don't know. I like the idea, though, that you've got something you always could look forward to like that, you know?
Yeah.
We don't really do that except we have like some yearly ones.
We have yearly ones.
Yeah, do we have anything that's like 5 years that we only do every five years? I don't think so.
I think yearly. We always make, on St. Patrick's Day, we always do the corned beef.
Well, when would it? Oh, right. Yeah, we do that. We have a lot of annual cabbage stuff. Kim's ramping up for Mardi Gras stuff.
Mardi Gras is coming up in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Week and a half, I guess. Yeah. And we're making jambalaya for that and red beans and rice.
Yeah, something
and
else.
King cake,
right? Yeah. You put the little plastic choker baby in there. That's the thing.
The choker baby?
Well, that's the whole idea is if you find it, you've got good luck. Unless you freaking choke on it, then you get the worst luck.
If you find it, you're supposed to make the next king cake.
Yeah, but what if you take a bite and it goes down your throat? Then
well,
what?
It's usually bigger than that.
It's these little
plastic. Some people
plastic
put a pecan in theirs.
Oh, that's
they
fine.
Put
they
a
should
half
do
a pecan.
That. Yeah.
But it brings you luck all year, and then you're supposed to make the next one.
That's going to be good.
King cake next time.
They're so good, and king cake is ridiculously opulent, but so good.
And Scott likes the lemon cream.
That's the only kind I like, and the blueberry
blueberry cream.
Yeah, that one's all right.
That one's good too.
What I don't like is Yeah, lemon's good. What's the other kind? Is there another kind?
You can make it out of anything. You can have cherry, strawberry.
Yeah, F all that. We want lemon. Lemon cream,
we
baby.
We should try lemon blueberry.
I would totally do that. Don't we have yogurt that's like lemon blueberry one or something? We've had that before.
It was lemon blueberry granola we put in our yogurt.
Perfectly suitable combination. Not a problem. I would totally eat that willingly and happily.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. About a week and a half. Happy Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll talk all about it here. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
We'll have things to say about Mardi Gras. I mean, are we doing a combined thing or our own thing? Have we decided?
I'm not sure yet.
I mean, where's your head at? What do you
want
to
do? It depends on where we are with all the, I mean, the flooring will be done, but we need to put our house back together again. Finish painting, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we got baseboards.
We'll have to paint the baseboards.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, as if you got down there and painted those.
I painted? What are you talking about? I taped and painted like a bad boy with that other stuff. I was the best taper in the house.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to.
Do you disagree that I didn't?
I don't disagree with you.
It was some straight, very well thought out tape job.
There was some nice taping going on there.
There was. It was the best taping. And I also helped paint.
I'm just saying you're like, ugh.
No, what I mean is what I can't do is I say ugh, but I can't cut them properly. And I don't know how to do the corners. Like, that's all stuff for your dad who will help us out because he knows all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's got sawdust lung, basically.
Probably.
Yeah. It's not like a deadly condition, but it's enough to make it so he has to clear his throat every 4 seconds in
that
his life.
That was more when he had milk and he didn't know he was allergic to milk.
Oh, was he allergic to milk?
Uh-huh. And he stopped drinking and then it stopped.
Would it give him the runny bum or just have
him
cough?
No, just made him all the time.
I'd take that over the runny bum.
Any day.
And also, the kids painting the baseboards was not. We didn't have them do that. They would jack it up and paint the floor by accident.
Yeah, the floor's going in before the baseboards, so we have to be really careful.
It's brand new flooring.
I know.
Everyone, be careful.
And we will be careful.
Okay.
But we are having shepherd's pie, and it's being made today and baking it tomorrow.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Very much.
Try yourself some shepherd's pie.
Indeed. We'll report back on how that went. We'll talk about Mardi Gras and whatever else. Tickles our fancy next week. You know, there are some earlier in the chat who suggested this is actually a better time for people in the day instead of the morning thing.
Really?
Maybe. We'll talk about it.
People like to sleep in on Sunday morning.
We just can't cut into people's Game of Thrones final season, you know, because that starts up in April. So we have time, but, you know, me included, this is the last season, dude. You got to catch up. You're behind a season.
I know, I'm so behind.
Well, you're only a season behind. It's not that bad.
Mm, might be a couple seasons behind.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Even then, it's only 20 episodes. That's less than
just
one
20
of your
episodes.
That's less than one of your Blue Blood seasons.
I finished that.
Well, there's still new ones being made, right? As far as we know.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Kim and Blue Bloods, man, could not separate those two. She really liked that.
Don't make fun of me.
Yes, last season was amazing. What, Xander? No, I watched the last season. Are you talking about Game of Thrones, Xander? I assume you are. I'm up to date.
He is up to date.
Yeah, I'm a true nerd. It's Kim over here with her business. Oh, and Rainbow Bright asked about Umbrella Academy. So Kim started it without me. I have to catch up now.
Yes. See, I'm ahead of you in something.
Yeah. You like that,
I'm
don't
almost
you, so far?
I really like it. Yeah. It's really, really great. That's what I'm watching
things.
Now. You need to get caught up, sir.
I know. People who are... Blue Bloods is made for old people. We know that. I don't watch Blue Bloods. Kim watches it.
It's just one of those evening things where you're just like, I'm tired. I don't want to think a whole lot, but it's like perfect.
Yeah, it's just easy procedural drama. Very, very low maintenance. Just get it in and get it out. Like,
wow, okay.
It's like white bread. It's like eating white bread. And it's fine. And I'm not saying you shouldn't or should. You like it for your own reasons.
I like
I'm not
that.
Here to shame. You do whatever you want, honey.
You watch whatever you like.
I'll watch Fargo seasons 1 through 3 and love them, and you'll miss them all together and not care that much.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, you should watch that show, though.
I should. I know I have a lot of shows to catch up on.
Fargo, dude. So good.
I got a lot of painting to do this next week, too, though.
Well, in the meantime, we'll, like I said, be back next week with a whole new set of business right here on the show.
A whole new set of calls, we hope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for everyone who did that.
Please get the calls in, because we only got the one this week, and that seems... low
and
lame.
Couple of emails. That was good.
No. I mean, the communication we get is awesome, and I wouldn't change a thing. But that number is there for a reason. 801-471-0462. We'd love hearing your voicemails. We'll take your emails too. That's fine.
We're happily taking the emails.
But you can ask super fun. Whatever hard questions you want. You heard this one from quote unquote Jerry, who sent this in a lady computer voice.
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. It's gold, Jerry, gold. If you guys wanna ask us the hard questions like, hey, if you're watching Blue Bloods, why don't you just jump over to Murder, She Wrote and Diagnosis Murder?
Come on.
That's J.K. Grammer in the chat. You can blame him. I don't want to give him credit where it's due. But voicemails for Film Sack. Wait, Rainbow Bright, when'd you do that? Send us another one. I don't think I got it. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, communicate with us, because that's where we have the most fun, is with you guys. I think that's going to do it. What's for dinner tonight? Are we eating something? I'm starving.
I made pot roast, potatoes, salad, and Brussels sprouts.
Let's go freaking eat and see whatever's happening on the Oscars. Thank you all for listening, for watching, for being here.
Thank you.
See you next week. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com. Nick, when a mom and dad really love each other...